This is a Hipsters of the Coast podcast. This Doom Travelers podcast is brought to you by Hipsters of the Coast, your destination for magic news, strategy, and entertainment. And by Cast Haven, where you can build your magic collection like a pro. Visit casthaven.com for more information.
All right, welcome to yet another episode of Doom Travelers, the podcast where we play Destiny and talk about Magic the Gathering. I am joined, as always, by Matt the Obliterator Jones and Dave McNasty McCoy. I am Rich Alamostein. For this episode, we're going to talk about Duels Origins. Duels Origins is the latest in the Duels of the Planeswalker series. It is Magic's one of Magic's two digital offerings, the other being Magic Online. And Duels Origins was recently announced. It's going to line up with Magic Origins, which comes out this summer. The timing will be very similar. And this past weekend at PAX East, I was able to sit down with Liz Lamferro, brand manager for Wizards of the Coast, overseeing Magic the Gathering. And we had talked a lot about Duels Origins. There's going to be a lot of great changes, a lot of which has been announced. And we'll dive right into that. But first, I want to ask you guys, what is the ideal digital magic experience for you, Matt Jones, who is a little bit curmudgeonly about digital magic? What would be the ideal experience for you?
As a super curmudgeonly digital magic player, it's also inconvenient and I don't have time to play it anymore. So I honestly don't care. I'd much rather spend my magic time playing in real life with my friends than trying to play online.
What would make a magic experience, digital experience more convenient for you?
If I didn't have to pay for cards, I could play any deck that I wanted to play. I could test it at any time that I wanted to be able to test it. And play anytime that I want to play. I think the drafting experience is miserable as it is, and it takes too long. If I didn't have so much time commitment involved, all sorts of things.
So Dave, same question.
My ideal digital magic experience would probably include stable servers and a functional graphical user interface. Honestly, Magic is a mechanical game. And is a game that doesn't need a lot of flourish.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, if you just made Modo functional, I think I would be more than happy. Because the other things I'm not super interested in. I just don't like having to log out of Modo in order to log back in and have a functional game.
Yeah, I think my ideal digital experience would be easier to navigate. Magic Online is something that I feel is a very difficult interface to get through.
First time I installed it, I uninstalled it because I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah. So Duels Origins is coming out in July, and there's a lot of features that have been returned. For those of you who played Duels of the Planeswalkers 2015, last year's offering, there were a lot of things missing. Two-headed Giant had been removed, and the booster distribution had changed. The game modes were a little different. People were generally unhappy. And I talked to Liz. I asked her, what went wrong, essentially. And they felt that they had added a lot of things, such as the storylines and the deck building tools to Duels 15, but they just didn't realize what was actually important to the players' playing experience was being able to, like Matt said, play with all the cards. And they dropped the ball on that one with the booster distribution. And being able to play with their friends in multiplayer mode, kind of like how we do at Destiny. A lot of people missed out on that. So all of that is back for Duel's Origins. I will tell you, the people at Wizards are very excited about this game. The big changes for me, so there's two big changes that I took away from this conversation. The first of which is that there's no longer going to be a Duels release every year. And this kind of ties into the fact that there's no longer going to be a core set every year. So just like Magic Origins is going to be the last core set, Duels Origins is going to be a permanent platform for playing Magic the Gathering on console or PC through the Duels platform. And it will get expansion content will come out periodically.
So does periodically mean with each expansion, like paper expansion, like say Modern Masters 2 or Conspiracy, or are we just talking about like major expert level, like normal story expansions?
I believe to start, we're talking major expert level story expansions. I think it's the problem. I mean, I think there's a lot of obvious problems with a set like Modern Masters going into a thing like Duels, where the card pool is very small. You know, to give you a bit of flavor on that, when I asked Liz to explain to me how they see the difference between Duels and Magic Online, they see Magic Online as the literal playing of Magic the Gathering on a computer. Sorry, I just got killed by No Land Beyond, and
do you want to turn this off?
Yeah, I feel like we should just stop. So Magic Online is the equivalent of actually playing paper Magic the Gathering, server crashes and all. But Duels is a what they view as a curated Magic the Gathering experience. And that was very interesting to me, that's how they view that, as a very specific Magic experience they want people to have. And to that end, I don't think a set like Conspiracy, but certainly not Modern Masters, would fit that curated experience.
Would you compare it to, in a previous episode, you said you would be interested in seeing a beginner's draft set on Modo? Would you compare it to that kind of a thing, like a curated Magic set that's specifically designed for beginners and casual, you know, like every once in a while players?
Yeah, I think you're going to have something that's a combination of beginner casual content and slightly more advanced content as well. I don't think you're not going to get the full gamut of cards. I don't even think you'll have all the cards from Magic Origins will be available. I think it'll be a subset of those cards as well. But I think it'll be a combination of beginner cards and intermediate cards, possibly with a decent amount of mythics. All five Planeswalkers will be in it. From Magic Origins. So, but you'll be confined to the core set cards. So, you know, there's only so much damage you can do, with those.
We pause as we think about who we're killing.
I know. I just shot this guy and then he ducked behind a canister and killed me because I'm terrible at this game. But anyways, so, you know, there will only be so many cards. So I don't think you'll get... It will be more of a beginner's experience, especially at first. I got that guy back. So when the expansions come out, and I think it will focus on expansions like just the core block expansions with the story. And I think the story plays a lot into it because the story mode is going to be a big part of Duel's Origins. And the reason the story mode is going to be a big part of Duel's Origins goes into one of the other major features, which is that Duel's is going to be free to play. And of course, this is something that ever since our friends at Blizzard released Hearthstone, has been a bit of a sore point for the Magic the Gathering community. Hearthstone is quote-unquote free to play, though plenty of people spend a lot of money on it. And now Duels is going to be quote-unquote free to play. You know, that's a good thing. It's going to be, you're going to be able to grind the story mode and play matches against people online, and you'll be able to accumulate in-game currency, which I've been told you'll then be able to use to purchase booster packs and expansion content and potentially all the other bells and whistles that come with that kind of a game. Play mats, sleeves for card backs, et cetera, et cetera. So getting the game free to play means having an emphasis on the play experience. And so that's the story. So, you know, this summer you'll get the game for free. You'll play the experience of playing Duels of the Planeswalkers Origins Edition. You'll go through character origin stories. And then when Zendikar comes out, you will play the Zendikar story, which in theory will be the continuation of the Nissa story. So that'll it'll play right into it.
So how is this going to relate to Modo then? Because I know it's developed by a company outside of Wizards,
right?
Like a British company, I believe. So is it just, is the relationship mostly just money that's being spent on Duels is just not going to be spent on Modo, or are they going to work together to try and, like, I just want to understand what they're going to do with Modo while they're making Duels of the Planeswalkers into, Hearthstone.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's, Modo's a tough, so I, you know, While I was live tweeting the Q&A at the panel, a follower asked, why hasn't anyone gone up and asked them why Modo sucks? And I related that story to Liz while we were chatting. And, she, you know, they're not happy with Magic Online. You know, and she was very candid about the fact that they're not happy. You know, I think it's a testament to the fact that they are paying attention to feedback. When we see pretty much everything people were upset about Duels of the Planeswalkers has now been addressed, or they're working on addressing. Mm-hmm. And similarly, they are aware of all of the feedback around Duels of the Planeswalkers. Around Magic Online.
So, and do you know if that feedback was coupled with a diminished user base?
That I do not know. I did not. We did not get into that sort of detail. But they, you know, they see the challenge for them for Magic Online is balancing feature delivery with the technical demands of the rules engine. And it seems to come back to the rules engine quite a bit for them, being a difficult thing to implement. And every 3 months, they need to make sure that the entire expansion that comes out is available on Magic Online. And obviously, you know, it doesn't always work because the sets crash, the game crashes, and there's bugs, and some cards don't work properly. But, you know, for them, it's a thing that they're not happy with, but at the same time, they don't have a easy answer to fixing it. And to get back to your original question, I think yes, they are they are going to keep working on improving the Magic Online experience, but Duels of the Planeswalkers gives them an opportunity to design a game with a lot more flexibility. And the way, you know, her exact words were that they can experiment. They can experiment more with Duels of the Planeswalkers than they can with Magic Online. Magic Online has to provide a very specific experience that they don't have control over. Whereas Duels, they have complete control over the Duels experience. So I think, you know, it's a sore subject. I mean, I don't want anyone to think that I'm pandering to Magic Online here, because I think it's garbage. And I think that they've dug their own grave when it comes to Magic Online. But Duels of the Planeswalkers, I feel, is evidence that they do listen to feedback and they do care about the digital experience. I think the big question now, and something that they don't even really know, but they talk about a lot internally, is where do the two programs mesh? They see Duels as the intro, welcome to Magic. This is how you play Magic the Gathering. And if you want to just play Magic the Gathering without really caring about the format or, you know, preparing for a Pro Tour or a Grand Prix or Friday Night Magic, then if you just want to play Magic, then it's Duels of the Planeswalkers. They see Modo as more of a product for competitive players to use to play Magic, simulate paper Magic. So people who want to play paper Magic online, specifically that experience, is Modo. And the question that they are going to struggle with, I think, for the next few years is, at what point, if ever, does Duels become the place where people who want to play paper Magic online go to have that experience, and they start shifting away from Magic Online? I can't see that happening anytime soon, because there's 17,000 cards on Magic Online, and there's going to be like 200 on Duels Origins, and that's a massive difference. So I think for now, a lot of people are going to be happy with Duels, because they're going to be able to play Magic. They're going to be able to do it on Xbox. They're going to be able to do it on PlayStation, on their computer. They're going to be able to do it with their friends. But it's going to be the Magic experience that Wizards wants you to have. And Magic Online is going to be the Magic experience you want to have, that you being the general you. But it's going to be very slow in getting improvements made to Magic Online due to the vast amount of resources that has to go into just making Magic Online work every 3 months.
Makes sense. Yeah. It just makes me wonder what would have happened if, instead of developing version 4 in-house, they brought in an outside team. Of course, you have to bring that outside team up to speed on what already happened, and so you waste a lot of time doing that. But yeah, I mean, Duels looks good. I don't know how it plays, because I haven't played it since 2010. But
right.
but I mean, it was pretty slick. Modo just feels like playing solitaire on Windows 95.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to really enjoy Duels. I'm looking forward to it coming out and seeing what the experience is going to be like. You know, we'll see how the coin system works and how the quests work. But I think the bottom line is that they are able to do more with Duels of the Planeswalkers than they can do with Magic Online. And they're committed to putting far too many resources towards just keeping Magic Online running to be able to make significant improvements to it. And I know nobody wants to hear that. Everybody wants to hear that leagues are coming. They want to hear that server stability is coming. They want to hear that mega tournaments are going to come back, that the MOCS events are going to fire on time, that the PTQs are going to finish successfully. They don't want to hear that Magic Online is going to be more or less status quo. I think right now, given the choice between hiring an outside company to rebuild Magic Online versus continuing to use those resources to enhance Duels of the Planeswalkers, I think it's clear that they've decided to throw in with Duels of the Planeswalkers.
Not unreasonable, unfortunately.
Yeah. So that is that. That is my scoop. I'll be writing plenty more about the things I talked about with Liz, including a little more about duels, and a lot more about some other topics later this week or next for hipstersofthecoast.com. And we'll definitely be talking more about duels when it comes out in July. I got nothing else to say. I'm just trying to figure out how to turn off this this Skype thing, right? Is Skype, is that what we're using?
Hey Guardians, thanks for tuning in to the Doom Travelers podcast. You can find more at doomtravelers.com or follow at Doom Travelers on Twitter for show updates and other nonsense. Make sure to subscribe to Hipsters TV on YouTube for videos of our previous episodes. And don't forget that you can find audio-only versions of the Doom Travelers podcast on iTunes. For your host, Rich Stein, and Matt the Obliterator Jones, I'm David Bones McCoy. See you next time. Nothing past William Howard.